Hello and welcome to the Monroe Method Clancast. I am Jason Monroe and this is episode 76. Now, this week we're going to talk about having a plan, but not in the sense that most people would talk about, like having a plan for how you're going to lose weight, having a plan for how you're going to exercise. This is about having a plan for food. Let's rewind 4 years. Well, maybe not. I'll give you PTSD, but let's rewind 4 years. Maybe I should give this a trigger warning. If thinking about COVID and lockdown and things upsets you, just don't listen to this one. But we're not going to talk about a lot. But let's rewind 4 years back to 2020. In fact, it's April just now. We were a couple of weeks into lockdown at this time, getting to grips with the idea that we were going to be stuck in our homes, thinking it was going to be over in just a couple of weeks and life would go back to normal. Lol. I was made homeless, had to live with my in-laws for 5 months while we waited on our new house being built, because it was a week away from being built when they shut the building sites down. It was a pleasant time, wasn't it? But let's go back to 2020 when people went fucking mad with baking. People went nuts for baking during lockdown. And myself included, I had never baked in my life. I'd got a recipe book from a friend. She created her own recipe book, pastry chef, ex-pastry chef. Well, she's a pastry chef again. But I got her recipe book and I started churning out these recipes. Brownies, cookies, cakes, muffins, you name it, I was making it. Now, I work with a lot of people who like to bake. And I work with a lot of people who own businesses, who make cakes for people or make, you know, what's the term for it? People that are quite like artsy-fartsy with it. It's not boutique stuff. Custom? I don't know. They're very good at making cakes. And they do a lot of tasting. They do a lot of testing. They have cakes around. They work ridiculously long hours. A close friend of mine used to bake cakes. She used to pull all-nighters doing these things. That can then lead to a lot of tiredness. They don't take very good care of themselves. They rarely stop for proper meal breaks. And it can lead to someone, yes, I've got this wonderful business that I love and I love making all this stuff, but it's having a massive impact on my health, more specifically on my weight. So something that I spoke about recently with our members inside the Monroe Method, and it was about having a plan. And yes, if you want to bake, great. If you want to cook, great. But you need to have a plan for the food. You know, waking up one day and saying, I'm going to bake a cake today. That sounds like a great idea until you have this massive chocolate cake in your kitchen and it's only you and your partner that live in the house, or you, your partner and a couple of kids, and you've baked this 9,000 calorie chocolate cake. Who's going to eat it all? You know, and people don't think far enough ahead. It's just, oh, I really fancy baking today. There's no thought about the eating of it, anything else. It's just the enjoyment of cooking, of being in the kitchen. Like, some people love that. I love being in the kitchen. I'm the one that makes the dinner every night since I work from home and my wife comes in later on. So I'm the guy that does the dinner every night and I don't mind because I love cooking. So there are people who love doing this kind of stuff. And they'll wake up at the weekend and they'll go out to the supermarket, they'll get the ingredients. I'm going to bake a lovely chocolate cake today. Great. They do it. They spend a few hours doing it. It's been a nice experience for them. It's been relaxing. It's been enjoyable. But now, here we have this massive, let's say 10,000 calories, just to make the number nice and easy. This massive 10,000 calorie chocolate cake that they will now feel obliged to eat. Not all in the one go, but it's not going to stay nice, stay good forever. It's going to have to be eaten. You're going to end up eating it multiple times per day. Oh, I'll just have a slice with a cup of tea. Or we'll just have a slice tonight. Or we'll just have a slice tomorrow. And, you know, before you know it, you've consumed thousands and thousands of calories in cake on top of breakfast, lunch, dinner. And what started off as a really pleasant experience, is something enjoyable, is a hobby you wanted to keep up with, is something you wanted to do to occupy your free time at the weekend, has now turned into a negative thing because you've got this issue going on where you can't stop thinking about this cake. You're also someone that doesn't waste food. And the idea, it's one thing to put food that you've brought home from the shop in the bucket. Yes, you'll be a bit pissed off about it. Like, yes, I know. It's out of date, put it in the bin. It's a bit annoying because it cost a quid. When you have poured, your physical, like, cakes are not cheap to make, but when you've poured your time and effort into making something with your own hands, you're not going to put that in the bucket. It's very difficult to then say, okay, I baked this thing, it took me hours and hours, half of it's left, let's just bin it. And this also applies to other stuff. So takeaways, for example, if you make a big meal and you've got lots of leftovers, having a plan is crucial. You know, when I was baking back in 2020, I jumped in the car and went round everybody's doorsteps. So we've got a group of friends that all live relatively close to one another. So I baked a bunch of brownies, salted caramel brownies, and we packaged them up and took them from doorstep to doorstep, leaving them around. So rather than having, these were way more calorific than a 10,000 calorie cake, rather than having 20,000 calories worth of salted caramel brownies just lying in my kitchen during lockdown for only four people to eat at the time, five care was a baby, three people to eat at the time, that's just ridiculous. And again, they're not going to keep forever. So I had a plan for them. Yes, I really want to bake. I'm going to bake today, but I'm going to deliver them around the door. So we'll keep four here for us. The rest I'll take and I'll dump on some doorsteps and brighten up some people's days. So if you are someone that's going to bake, right, if you are someone who does this at the weekend, have a plan for your food. Yes, it's great that you've got that hobby. You enjoy it. You love it. It's working wonders for, you know, it's a cup that you fill. You know, I don't know if we spoke about this in the podcast episode, but if we talk about the seven facets of health, physical, mental, emotional, financial, social, maybe it's the six facets. What's the sixth one? Anyway, it's filling up one of those cups, right? It's filling something inside. I mean, one of the reasons that people use food in the way that they do is because they don't fill all those cups. They have an empty void inside of them because they're not getting something. They're not getting emotional connections, physical connections, mental connections. There's something empty and missing, and they're using food to fill that gap. Having things like hobbies, like baking, can help fill one of those cups. But at the same time, you're also leaving massive amounts of food around the house, and that's not ideal. So if you are someone that does bake, makes cakes, makes cookies, makes whatever at the weekends, something you do all the time, and you've got massive amounts of this stuff lying around, what's your plan for it? So this doesn't mean don't bake, doesn't mean don't cook, doesn't mean don't do the thing that you want to do, but before you start, have a plan for it, right? Who is this for? Who are you going to give it to? Is it for you? Is it for your partner? Is it for your family? And if it is, then is it realistic that you're going to get through all of this in a realistic timescale? Have a plan for it. And this comes, I bring this back to eating as well. We have a lot of leftovers. So we get Gusto four nights a week, and it's a box for a family of four. My youngest, well, I've got two young boys, 9 and 5. And between them, they probably eat about an adult-sized portion. So there is almost always an adult-sized portion left over from Gusto. And I will always have a plan for it, right? It will either be, that will be my lunch tomorrow, or if it's something that I'm not massively enthusiastic about eating for a second day in a row, I'll go up to my father-in-law's with it, and it'll be his lunch the next again day. Or if it's something that can be frozen, I actually, yesterday for lunch, I had a bit of lasagna that was in the freezer, it will get frozen. So it's, rather than having it lying out in a dish on the hob, or in a bowl in a fridge, something that you're going to open and pick at constantly, something that you're going to think about because it's there, something that you've left out on a worktop. And this comes back to the takeaway situation as well, where people will order takeaways. I don't know what it's like in your house, but in my house and other people's houses where we've went to have takeaways, all the trays will get left out on a table. Everybody takes what they're having, then everybody goes away and sits down and eat, and all the trays are just left out. And when you're in those situations, more often than not, people will find themselves back in the kitchen. Like, their plate's gone, their knife and fork's gone, but they're picking up a prawn cracker and loading some curry onto it. Or they're picking up some naan. I'm not going to say naan bread, because I listened to a dramatic Instagram reel where naan is bread. So when you call it naan bread, you're calling it bread. You only call it naan. Picking up some naan and putting some curry on it. Or eating extra slices of pizza, or and dipping them in that ridiculous... Domino's garlic and herb dip, which is, honestly, look up the calories in that, it'll blow your mind and ruin it for you. So people go back and they'll just keep picking. So, you know, when you're ordering a takeaway, is my wife, if I wasn't here, my wife would order ridiculous amounts of food, not because she wants to eat a ridiculous amount of food, because she's a grazer. You know, it's not enough for her just to get chicken curry and rice. It has to be chicken curry, rice, portion of chips, prawn crackers, satay skewers. What's the other thing that she likes? Something else, because she likes to have a little bit of everything. But when you only like to have a little bit of everything, there's a lot of everything still left over. So just have a plan for it. You know, yes, I want to buy all these things, but I'm only going to eat 50% of it. What am I going to do with the rest of it? And you can just kind of bring that into your decision to try and make some better choices. But this was a nice short episode today. I'm just trying to take some of my daily posts that I share in the group and expand on them a little bit. But ultimately, if you're going to bake, if you're going to get a takeaway, if you're going to cook a lot of food or make a lot of food, have a plan for it. Don't just do it because you want to do the thing, because you have to think about the consequences. Like, what's the result of this going to be? If I bake all of this stuff, I'm going to have a kitchen worktop with 30 cookies on it. Who's going to eat all of those? Where are they going to go? Who's going to have them? I'm probably not going to eat them unless I don't have a plan for them and I'm the only person left to eat them. So just be realistic. Have a plan. Make sure you know where all this stuff is going, who you're going to give it to. Is it something you can freeze? Like, have a plan for it. And it's just one of those little things that will help you reduce these kind of unnecessary and extra eating occasions that we create through just the way that we think about things, you know, not wanting to throw food away, not wanting to waste money, or in the case of baking your own cake, not wanting to, you know, you might have eaten a third of the cake and nobody really wants to eat anymore, but there's still two thirds left, so you force yourself to get through it. Nobody was going to want to throw that in the bin. So have a plan. And it's just, like I say, it's just one of those little. In past episodes, I've spoken about people having like 50 to 100 different things in their life that add calories onto their diet. This is just one of them. And if we can make changes to each of these little things, it brings the total number of calories you're consuming in a day down. It brings your level of consumption down. And it's going to be something that will help you not gain weight in the first place, but more easily maintain your weight in the future. So have a plan. I'll see you next time.